Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So that should be a new rule. When you're up this much, you got to end it on a three if you need three.
All right, what's Lillard thinking about here?
He's thinking about games.
The three for Lillard, and it's all over.
That's what he's thinking about. Game
time.
Game time, baby.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat on the BetQL Audio Network.
How about ending the game last night on a three, and it just goes over no matter what number you got. That thing opened at 307. That's where I saw it sitting around Thursday and Friday. So much action on the over, Horvat. Like, all right, let's just keep bumping it up. Goes to 319, 319 and a half, and we had 320 total points scored. How efficient is that NBA market? We've been complaining about it for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. And I was a little worried as Dame hits that three, though, to win it at the end there, because I had the Giannis MVP bet, and I got that plus 850. And I thought if anybody else had a shot, it was probably going to be Dame, because, Giannis didn't miss a shot in that game. It went for over 30, but Dame had 32 and then hit the game winner, and he was hitting some bombs last night. So I thought maybe him, maybe Steph Curry, just because everybody likes Steph. But thank God Giannis ends up bringing home that MVP trophy, and that was one of the bets that I won this weekend.
Nice call out of you, and it's a good thing you did not wait, because that thing closed at plus 300 as the clear favorite, and you got a good number getting ahead of the action a little bit. And sometimes you get more value by waiting. Like there were some that Steph Curry was always the favorite, and I couldn't – it was comical. People can say, oh, Steph's going to win. What are you doing betting on LaVine or anybody else? Steph's going to win. Steph's going to win. Yeah, I get it. He's the favorite. He's the best shooter in the world. I understand. Maybe he will win. But that was a 7 3-point contest, and he only won it once before. So let's stop acting like he's obviously going to win. But he shut me up yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I went to play that way too late. It was like minus 120, heavily juiced at the time. So I ended up playing Zach just as a goof. So, yeah, you saw it with Curry last night. I feel like
The Zach thing made a lot of sense. It wasn't a goof. That made a lot of sense, and he was plus 500.
Well, he's shooting like 45% the last month on Kevin shoots, you know, so that's what I was looking at with him and Steph. And again, until Klay Thompson's back, hopefully next year, I'll probably just continue to play Steph Curry at the three-point contest. I feel like that's the only guy that could overtake him right now.
BetQL and Radio.com have partnered up to help you beat the sports books. Use your promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. BetQL's algorithms analyze over 350,000 unique bets every year in real time to help give you an edge over the books. Use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. Joe Ostrowski and Ryan Horvat here. BetQL Daily. Are you as nervous as I am right now? I don't even know if this is going to work when we're going to try and share the screen here.
That's why I'm nervous. And I'm also really, I'm really excited here because I haven't seen this yet. And I'm very, I want to get involved. I want to put in some money. That looks awesome. I feel like I would just be too stressed out, man. It's like, so you just wait in line, right? Is it kind of like when, like back in the day when you'd want Dave Matthews concert tickets, like when you were in high school?
No, because I never wanted those.
All right, insert band here.
Eli, did you ever wait in line for Dave Matthews tickets, Eli?
No, because I'm not weird. But it's not weird. I take that back. I'm just not a fan.
All right, what about Pearl Jam at Wrigley Field? That was the last one I think I waited in line for. There you go. Is it like that kind of feeling, Joe, where you know there's a good chance you're going to be left out, you're not going to get the pack?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, that I had to open the pack that I landed Friday so I would get some moments into my account so they would let me get a chance at this. And I figured, okay, I got a decent shot. I was guessing there would be around 100,000 people in line and they were giving away 36,000. Like, okay, I have a decent chance. But then I go in the queue yesterday and it's 180,000 people waiting to get a pack. And again, only giving out 36,000. I was one of the lucky ones. They allowed me to spend $199 on this pack. So it's called the Rising Stars Rare Pack Series 2. It's Series 2 because it's second year of Top Shots. A lot of people are trying to scoop up Series 1 because they're not making those anymore. That's from the first year that they had Top Shots. So there is one rare Rising Star moment. That's the big one. Everyone is hoping for LaMelo. Right. There's a common seeing stars. And then there are five what they call base set moments. Those Preston Johnson, he's going to be on the show tomorrow. He'll be able to explain this much better. Again, I am a noob on this, but I was very happy to land this pack. And let's go through these, man. So hopefully this works. Open Rising Stars. Open my pack. Yes. Do you like how it looks like a pack of condoms? Here's the first one. What do we got here? Common card, Cole Anthony jump shot. Do you want to watch the highlight?
I kind of do.
For everyone on YouTube there. Okay, here's Cole Anthony. Ooh, that's a decent moment, don't you think? I know it's Cole Anthony, but a running three?
That's a game winner too, right? 97-96, January 20th, 2021. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Anthony too. You could have done much worse than Cole Anthony.
So they've already made 35,000 of these, and that was 8,000. What you're looking for is low serial numbers. Like if you get two or three digits, you're really happy. The ones that go for crazy amounts of money, let's say just the jersey number, or if you get the number one moment in a group, then you're really sitting pretty. Okay, let's open the second one here. Here's a dunk, Larry Nance Jr.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm excited for this. We got to watch it.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to watch it, go to YouTube and radio.com sports, subscribe, and you could watch it live there. Larry Nance Jr., a dunk from January 22nd of this year in a victory over the Brooklyn Nets.
And it's official. He's dunking on James Harden, who whenever we talk about, like, you know, James Harden's actually an underrated defender. He's an underrated post defender. Oh, so the one time every month that James Harden finds himself defending somebody in the post, he's a decent defender. There's Larry Nance Jr. giving him a facial. That's not a bad one. Too bad it's Larry Nance Jr.
Here's the rare one. Yes, Tyrese Halliburton. That's big. And okay, so this is the Rising Stars one. This is the rare Rising Stars. There's only 2,000 of them, and I got number 1058. I was hoping for a little bit lower number, but that's okay. One of the big reasons this one is a nice grab here is because he is all in on Top Shots. He's talked about it. Did you see him talking about it on a press conference too? Yeah. So that's, it says LE, that's limited edition. So they're not making any more of those.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
And if you're getting a prospect, or if you're getting a rookie, I mean, that's who I'm looking for. If you can't have Ball, he's definitely in my top three, top four. Now, really quick, I remember being excited one time because I got a Chipper Jones rookie card that it took me 4 months to find. And now this has just changed the game right here. How do you trade these now? Like, let's say somebody has interest in that Halliburton right there. And they want to offer you big money. How do you do that?
Well, I can put it on the marketplace. I just post it there, and I can see what the other cards are going for. Okay. That probably in the same set, and I can get an idea of what I want to price it. So I put it on the marketplace, and people can buy it. So that's you, what's so cool about this.
You throw a price out there, right? Or do they throw a price? Okay, so does it get into like an auction style where you could throw a price and they could try to lowball you, and then you come back with a counter offer, or is it?
I don't believe so. No, I haven't sold anything, so I don't know 100%. I don't believe it's an auction style. Like if they want the price, they have to pay for it. Maybe you can reach out to people. My fourth card is the same. Is that the same Cole Anthony? It's the same one. I got a double, man.
Duplicates.
Oh, man. So we'll go to the next one. We're not going to play the highlight. We already saw that. Here's 665, low number. This is a Jay Crowder three-pointer from January 23rd. Suns lost to the Nuggets.
Eh.
It's all right. But I will tell you, that's a low number at 665. So I don't hate that one.
But yeah.
It's a Jay Crowder three. It's all right. Nothing to get too excited about. But I could be wrong there. Here is the 6-1. This is a... your guy!
Hey, how much you want for this, Joe? Yeah, it's going to fix the Bucks right here. Drew Holiday.
If you set up an account, and that's another cool thing. As a gift, you can send these to people, like your friend or whatever. You can send them to their accounts. You don't have to get it graded, stuff like that. Let's take a look. Do you remember this game, December 23rd?
I do, actually. This is a loss to the Boston Celtics. You get a nice little layup. I was going to say you get a Euro step here. That's decent.
All right, so I have one more. I don't think I got the Seeing Stars one yet, right? I got the Rising Stars with the Halliburton. Yeah, you these other... Okay, so the five base sets are done. The Halliburton is the Rising Stars, so now I'm looking for the Seeing Stars one. Let's see what we have here. Last one. Kawhi! That's solid. That's solid. Number 3614 out of 10,000. Limited edition. So... I believe they're not making any more of these. That's decent, man. Kawhi dunk goes baseline. Win over the Knicks. Hey, Burns. You like that, Burns? You like that, Burns? That's beautiful. Let's keep watching it, Burns. I don't think it's bad. I'm curious what the marketplace is saying about Halliburton. Maybe people can check for me and mention on the YouTube chat over there. Or on Twitter at Joe0670. I can't wait to see what that Halliburton is worth. All right, but that was a pretty good poll, I believe. I think it's all worth a lot more than what I spent. How about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. For the small price of what was it, Joe? Just about $200.
Yeah, that's it. No biggie.
No, I gotta figure out now. I want to see how much this Halliburton is. I mean, that's a great poll right there. I mean, I figured you were gonna end up with Man, have you seen, like, do you know other people that are getting all in on Top Shot? I mean, I know everybody's kind of like trying to get the packs and whatnot, but do you know anybody that's like trading already and making money off this?
I know people that have invested thousands, and right now, they're making a lot of money as well. Yeah.
And you don't know anybody that's actually lost any money on Top Shot yet, right?
Lost any money. We'll see. We'll see. Everything you've invested, we'll see in the long term if it's actually going to be worth that. At some point, though, like every pack opening, people are like, okay, I made this much money. It sounds like every pack opening that people, as far as the value that you're finding on the market, they're making money. That's going to stop at some point, right? It has to. It has to. All right, that was fun. Well, I enjoyed that. I'm very happy with the pack I got.